My eyes opened. He put a drip feed in. He said, drip feed for dehydration. Four needles went in. Antitoxins. He's talking to me. He said, come on, son, fight. Antitoxins for the poison. Another nurse was smashing my hand like this and lifting my skin up. And I thought, what's she doing? She smashed it again and lifted my skin up again. The nurse behind her passed the syringe, I think we use on the farm for horses, coming down towards me. I thought, that's what they're doing. They're trying to get a vein. Eventually went in there, stuck it between my second and third finger, and I watched my vein blow up like a bubble as the liquid and fluid went into it. The trouble was it wasn't moving anywhere, but the nurse was so nervous I could see her moving the needle from side to side of my vein, shaking. I thought, if she doesn't watch out, she'll tear it open. The doctor nods, the third one goes in, second one goes in, and the third one. My entire vein blows right up past my wrist. This nurse then tries to manually massage it up into my forearm. It seems to be rolling off her thumb and forefinger, and she can't seem to get it to move. I'm sitting there wondering, why isn't it moving, as the nurse and the doctor are non-verbally trying to communicate what they're going to do next. I thought, it's not moving. Maybe the shock has caused my veins to collapse, and they can't seem to get it into my body. Are there any nurses or doctors out here? A few. It's a very, very terrifying thing when the doctor then turned back to me and said, son, I'm afraid that's all we can do for you. Just try and fight to stay alive. With the orderlies, they lifted me up and put me on a bed. I purposed in my heart and mind to keep my eyes open all night, not go to sleep, and fight the poison and break the back of it. I thought, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm not going to slip into a coma. I'm not going to die. I lay there with all my willpower, all my strength, mustered and keeping my eyes open, and perspiration started to pour into my eyes. I thought, where's that coming from? Then I thought, the drip feed's bringing back fluid. Trouble is, it's blurring my vision. I try to speak, doctor, please come back and wipe my forehead, I can't see. My lips wouldn't move, the paralysis had set into my jaw. I then tried to lift my right and my left arm up so I could clear my eyes and continue to see. Neither arm would respond to the mental direction I was giving it. I then tried to tilt my head to the right or to the left so that I could at least drain one eye from the perspiration and continue to see, hoping that a doctor would become aware of my predicament and come back. My head wouldn't tilt. I then tried to, with my eyelids, squeeze the perspiration just by squeezing my eyes. As I did that, it helped a bit, but my eyes got heavier and heavier as I lay there. I thought to myself, I'm going to have to take a few minutes break and a few minutes rest, otherwise I can't keep doing this. So I thought, I'll take 5 or 10 minutes sleep and then I'll wake up and fight again for my life. I closed my eyes, sighed out a sigh of relief, and felt an incredible release, as though I did not have to fight for my life anymore. The trouble was, I realized that as I closed my eyes and breathed out, life passed from me. And for a period of 15 minutes, from what I can understand, I was pronounced clinically dead. Now in that period of 15 minutes, I'll try and explain what I saw. Because when I came back, I was in a completely different part of the hospital with a white sheet on me. It looked like a morgue or something, or some kind of place. It's certainly not where I went to sleep in. With a doctor treating me like a dead piece of meat, totally oblivious that I was now awake looking at him. And when he actually saw me looking at him, we had an interesting reaction. But we'll get on to that if you just kind of hang in with me. I closed my eyes. Now, it was so sudden, I'd been floating away all the way to the hospital in the ambulance, but I didn't want to float away. You know what I mean? Talk about people floating away. I was hanging on. So when I actually did relax and close my eyes, I was immediately gone. Trouble was, I did not know I was dead. I thought I was alive and was now waking up from sleep. I was not sure how long I'd been asleep for, but now I was awake. The thing that seemed strange to me was that I was standing upright instead of lying down. The other strange thing that occurred to me immediately was that the room was pitch black. My first thought was, why did the idiot doctors turn the lights out? I mean, if you leave a patient and then turn the lights out, that's enough to terrify him who wakes up. And so I'm thinking, well, okay, maybe my eyes need to get adjusted to the dark. That's the reason why it's so dark here. And so I waited for a few moments so that my eyes get accustomed, and I looked around, 360 degree, I could see no light. Now, even in a dark place, you can normally see some form of light. As a night diver, I'm not afraid of the dark, but I could not see one slither of light in the entire place I was in. I thought, well, don't worry, turn the light switch on. So I put my hand out and my foot out, and I crept out into the dark, trying to find a wall. I thought, if I find a wall, I'll turn a switch on. Being unable to find a wall about 10 feet away, I stopped and thought, well, maybe they've moved me into the general ward. That explains it. I'm walking down the middle of the hospital's general ward. What should I do? Go back to your bed. Yeah, turn the lamp on. Lamps are always next to the hospital beds. So I went back towards the hospital bed, so I thought, looking for the lampstand. I thought, I've gone past my bed. You know, I'm groping around, I think, I've gone too far. I thought, now you've lost your bed, you fool. So I'm going in front of me and behind me, searching for something like a hospital bed to touch. Anything, any piece of furniture. I can't seem to touch a thing, so I stop and think, it's so dark in here, I can't see my hand in front of my face. So as I thought that thought, I brought my hand up towards my face, it has seemed to pass into my face and straight through the other side. And when it's not that dark, you can't see your face. Come on, two hands. You can't miss it. I brought two hands up and went straight through my head as though I had no physical head. Impossible. I went for my arm, passed through my arm, through my torso, out the other side. I went, where are my hands? And went straight through, both hands. I could not touch one part of my physical form, and yet I had the total sensation of a human being. In that split second in time, I thought, where on earth am I? As I began to think that, I could feel the most eerie, evil feeling in the dark, as though it wasn't just a physical darkness around me, but I was in a void of spiritual darkness. I had, numbers of times in my life, felt the presence of evil. Ever felt, when you're walking home at night, someone looking at you, but you can't see them? Well, I felt like there were a lot of people looking at me, I couldn't see them surrounding me. I could feel the evil and the encroaching darkness moving towards me, and I was getting frightened. A voice yelled out and screamed in a very guttural voice to my right and said, shut up! I said, nothing! Sorry, because I don't want to scare you. I went up and lifted my hand up. I pulled back, and a voice over to my left said, you deserve to be here! I went, deserve to be where? And the voice in front of me said, you're in hell! Now shut up! Well, I just got told, didn't I? Many people say, I don't believe in that place. Well, it's too late when you find yourself in it. I stood there. I had physical arms that would have gone like that. I thought quickly to myself, I thought I had prayed in the ambulance. The moment that thought was going through my mind, a brilliant light shone through the darkness directly onto my face. As I looked at it, I was immediately translated out of this darkness and up into this most glorious light. This is where it gets good. But I'll tell you what, that's put the wind up me and the fear of God in me for eternity. That short touch with a pit of darkness. As I was being brought up in this incredibly radiant light, I could see to the right and to the left the darkness fading off as the light seemed to emanate off. And as I steered up, I felt like I was a speck of dust being drawn up into an incredible, intensely radiant light, almost like the intensity of laser. As I moved up, I could see a huge opening appearing before me, and I was being drawn up into it. As I moved into this opening, I looked down the length of this long tunnel, and I could see the source of the light. As I looked down the length of this tunnel, a brilliant wave of light broke off the end and moved up the tunnel as if to greet me. As this wave moved along the tunnel towards me, it touched me, passed into me, and an incredible sensation of warmth and comfort flooded my spirit. Not ever any fear or darkness seemed to be literally passed from me and pushed back into the darkness from behind, you know, behind me. As I passed through that light, I thought, that light's living. It's not just physical, it is giving off a living emotion. As I continued to look along the length of the tunnel, another wave of light broke off in thicker intensity and moved up the tunnel towards me. I thought, I wonder what this is. As it moved towards me, it touched me, passed into me, and I felt the most incredible sensation of peace flood through my entire being. I could feel a living, liquid peace flow through me. I went, man, that feels good. I've searched for peace of mind in education, in sport, in travel. How many have sought peace of mind? Some kind of peace. Pure peace flooded through me and remained in me. I thought, man, maybe in this light I can see what I look like as I pass through it. In the darkness I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. Maybe I can see what I look like in the light. And I turned my head to the right and saw a near transparent arm of light. It was a human form, but it was like a spirit form. Again, words do not do justice to it, but you could see straight through it. I thought, I don't want to stop here. I want to go to the end and see more. My eyes were literally seeing the opening getting bigger, and I was being drawn towards it. It looked like a mountain of the most spectacular diamonds in the world, radiating out all the facets of the splendorous light off it. And I was looking straight into it. I thought, man, what's this going to be? Another wave of light broke off and moved up. This time I had the sensation of pure joy and incredible excitement welled up in my heart. And as a New Zealander would say, I was amped up to the max. I was cranking on it. I mean, every part of me was literally about to go over the top. I was literally firing. As every part of me was had an expectation that what I was going to see next would be the most awesome thing a man could possibly see. And I mean, I had it going on inside. I'm going, yes! And I came out of this tunnel and stopped. And where I'd been restricted in my view by the shape of the tunnel, now I came out into unrestricted view of this light. This light emanated from a central source or pivotal point out to the extremity of my vision. Radiant light and power and incredible beauty seemed to emanate to my right, to my left, above me. I'm standing and it looks like you've come to the hub of the entire universe, like the center of all the constellations, the focal point of life and light and power was seeming before me. As I stood there, the center seemed brighter and more radiant than the outer extremities. And I thought to myself, could there possibly be a person standing inside the center of this light, surrounded by this radiance? Or is this just an innate power, an impersonal force of good in the universe, and I have just come into the presence of it? You know, the yin and yang, or Eastern mysticism teaching, that this is just a force, not a person. As I stood there, thinking in my heart that question, a voice responded from within the center and said, Ian, do you wish to return? I thought, return? Where am I? I looked back. Behind me was a tunnel going back into darkness. I thought to myself, darkness, hospital bed, body. Am I out of my physical form and this is real? I quickly looked back. Everything seemed to be real. It seemed as though this could be reality. I looked back and said, I do not know where I am. If I am out of my physical form, I wish to return.